Last year, HSBC invited 125 wealthy African Americans to its swank Midtown New York headquarters for a private dinner. African-born celebrity chef Marcus Samuelson catered the event, which is described here by publisher Len Burnett.
There's some introductions by the HSBC executives, a little bit of networking, a free trip was given away to South Africa. And the net result was, over a two-year period of time, they received almost $3 million in deposits.
That would count as a marketing success. But it was a rare event. According to Burnett, few advertisers are aware of the spending power of America's most affluent blacks. He and marketing consultant Andrea Hoffman collaborated on the recently released book, Black is the New Green, Marketing to Affluent African Americans, what they call AAAs.
It's individuals that make $75,000 plus individual income or $150,000 plus household income. And that's by pure marketing definition. Certainly, if you live in New York City or Washington, D.C., that may not feel that you're affluent, but against the general average income of America, that's what's considered affluent.
Hip-hop and the term urban have really overshadowed this affluent segment that has $87.3 billion in purchasing power. According to the National Golf Foundation, the African American community has increased 30% since 1996 for a total of 2.3 million African American golfers. The African American consumer spends $4.4 million annually on in-store wine purchases. So can you imagine if you actually targeted that audience, what the sales would be?
A few companies have been onto this demographic. Mercedes-Benz ran a commercial which features testimonials from Mercedes owners, including this man, who mainstream audiences might not recognize.
When I was a kid, I thought these cars were the most beautiful in the world, and I still do.
This is B. Smith's husband. His name is Dan Gasby. And B. Smith was a model back in the day. She owns B. Smith's restaurant. She has a line of furniture and linens. And he, you know, he's a mover and shaker in the business world. You know, someone you wouldn't obviously think about.
So it was also subtle.
Very subtle.
Could I ask you another basic question, which is car companies seem to have been out front in targeting upscale African Americans. Right. Why is that?
Car companies really got it early on. I think because Detroit was hiring, and so they reflected it in their workforce and just naturally saw that it was an opportunity. But also, because blacks couldn't live in certain areas, they spent their money on who would take their money, which were car companies. So you could go and even though you may have had the money to live in a really beautiful neighborhood, you may not have been welcome. So you went and spent your money buying a car.
Are there themes that speak directly to these consumers?
I wouldn't call it themes per se as much as there are touch points. You know, we found pockets of areas that, you know, are of importance. Giving back is a huge opportunity of philanthropic areas of really participating with this audience and whether there be events or supporting their organizations.
That's interesting. If you wanted to appeal to an affluent or better off African American, even with something of a luxury item, if you could connect the buying of that item to a good cause, that would be a smart way to go.
Philanthropy is absolutely on the minds of almost every single AAA. They feel that it's their obligation, and sometimes it's, you know, it's imposed on them. It's, you know, passed down from their grandmother or grandfather that it is your obligation to bring people up with you. It's just in the DNA.
Andrea Hoffman is the CEO of the marketing and research firm Diversity Affluence. Len Burnett is the publisher of Uptown Media Group. Their book is Black is the New Green, Marketing to Affluent African Americans.